Who are the Bilderberg Group? And why do they meet every year? What do they talk about? And why the secrecy? Do they intend to rule the world?
So over there, the world power elite are gathering.
We all talk about a democracy that isn't there.
People want to know what's going on, what are we talking about?
A global tyranny that would have made George Orwell wince. Why is it that for years it was even denied the Bilderberg Group even existed?
There are splits among the people who run modern capitalist societies, and so they have meetings.
Is the Bilderberg Group the true elite that rules the world? Do they manipulate presidents and economies to their advantage? And manipulate us to believe that we have a voice and a choice. By the time I was born, both my grandfathers had died already. But I heard many stories about them. What I gathered from these stories is that I must believe in myself and have principles, and that many times an idea can be more important than oneself. I did believe in myself. And when I moved from the world of economics to the world of theater, I witnessed that dedicated group effort in theater troupes is what makes an idea succeed. I also learned that even though I may sometimes be romantic, I always reject any form of injustice. It is not strange that we hear of individuals forming groups with the intention to hold power and rise above the people and democracy.
Bilderberg Group.
Bilderberg.
The Bilderberg Group.
But there is one group which many people believe is the board of directors of the world. The Bilderberg Group. Who are these people?
The billionaires, politicians, bankers, and European royalty.
So over there, the world's power elite are gathering.
People want to know what's going on, what we're talking about.
If we cross that police tape, will be arrested.
For me, what is said about the extra secrecy of the group raises questions. What are they trying to hide, if they are hiding anything? But even with their strict confidentiality, we may know a few things. We know, for instance, that the Bilderberg meetings were initiated by Prince Bernard of the Netherlands in 1954 in the Bilderberg Hotel in Holland. The meeting takes place every year in a different place. We may also know the general topics discussed in the meetings. And it says in the website of the group that participants can use any information they received in the meetings without revealing the names of the speakers or participants. David Icke is a British journalist and a famous conspiracy theorist who has researched the Bilderberg Group and wrote more than 20 books.
Can you tell me about when the Bilderberg Group first met and for what exactly?
The Bilderberg Group first met in 1954 at the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek, Holland. To understand the timing of the creation of the Bilderberg Group is to understand what World War II was really about. Wars are used to transform a society. The status quo was gone, and you create another. And in the aftermath of World War II, that's when the status quo was transformed into a world structure. That's when globalization really started to take off. And in there is the Bilderberg Group in 1954, which was a part of this coordination strategy between different countries to create this common push in a desired direction. This is a classic organization drawing together prominent and influential people in all areas of human life. Politicians, some journalists who have a golden rule, you don't report what happened at the Bilderberg meeting. These are military people, intelligence people, many, many heads of major global corporations. And what the Bilderberg Group is a way of bringing these people together to form a common policy. And many of the people, most of the people that turn up have no idea what the big goal is. And a lot of these people come and go, and are never seen again. They're just useful in a short space of time. But then you have others like David Rockefeller, who has been involved in the Bilderberg Group from the start. Henry Kissinger, the same. These people span the whole period of the group's existence.
Couldn't we say that they were or are just some sort of a lobby group that are protecting their interest?
A lobby group for what is the question I would have. This is not a lobby group for a certain company, even a lobby group for a certain government. Why is it that for years it was even denied the Bilderberg Group even existed? They are a global elite which work to push human society into the direction of a global tyranny that would have made George Orwell wince.
What are you thinking about?
We can't just keep blaming everyone else for everything wrong that's happening in the world.
We blame others when we feel powerless.
The question is, maybe they're not a secret society and they're just a private one.
From what is written about the group, it seems they are indeed impressive in their breadth and power. But there are other powerful groups that meet regularly, like the G7 and the G20. The major difference here is that those meetings are not secret. If the Bilderberg Group is indeed the shadow world government, well, they are doing a terrible job. Or maybe they are getting exactly what they want. And is it really true that after they discuss something in their agenda, then we see surprising effects in the real world? There are people that find it difficult to believe that the oil shock of 1973 could have been masterminded by the Bilderberg Group, as many claim. For starters, the United States Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, had not attended that year. But at the press conference of the following Bilderberg meeting in 1974, the declarations of Prince Bernard could raise some questions.
La dernière, le thème, c'était la possible crise d'énergie. Sans savoir, nous étions des petits prophètes et la crise d'énergie est venue beaucoup plus vite que tout le monde des participants ont pensé.
I want to ask the American economist Dr. Richard D. Wolff about the relation between democracy, capital, and the Bilderberg Group.
I wanted to talk to you about the Bilderberg Group. Why do you think these people meet regularly?
There are splits and disagreements among the people who run modern capitalist societies. And one of the big issues they disagree about is whether or not they really can rely on the capitalist system and the market to manage modern society in a way that allows them to keep their dominant position, their wealth, their influence, and so on. There are those who believe that the market is a fantastic institution, that if each corporation does exactly what is most profitable for it, this will work out to be the best possible society for everyone. Then there are other corporate leaders who say that the levels of inequality common to capitalist societies create severe vulnerability, that you are going to make the mass of people who have middle or low income eventually decide to use their political power, they are the majority, to use politics to undo the results of a capitalist private economic market system. And that therefore, you must take steps to deal with that. Notice, everybody is agreed among them that what they want is capitalism to continue. The people to run the corporations continue. But one group doesn't want to worry about taking care of social problems, and the other group does. And so they have meetings because these disagreements can become explosive.
Do you think this group uses their capital to overcome democracy and the will of the people?
They have no interest in democracy. They never did. And let me explain why. Every one of these people, they operate their enterprises in a fundamentally anti-democratic way. For example, the board of directors does not submit its proposals or its strategies to the entire employees to get their approval. That would be a democratic way to run an enterprise. They don't do that. What the enterprise is in capitalism is a systematic training of the population against democracy. If you spend 5 days a week, 9 to 5, at your factory or in your office, you are in an environment that teaches you to accept orders from whoever is above you in the hierarchy. There is no democratic control. We all talk about a democracy that isn't there. And partly the talk is a compensation because it isn't the reality. 300 years ago, we got rid of kings, but the kings didn't go away. They were clever. They went inside the capitalist corporation and they changed their name. It's now CEO.
Would you say that these kind of groups are think tanks, or they're rather the biggest capitalist lobby ever?
I prefer the lobby because thinking is not their strong suit. What they do is they hire people to do the thinking for them. I went to all the elite schools in this country. I know all these people. They're managers. That's what they've been trained to do, to manage, to identify who they can rely on, who has technical knowledge of this or that. So they bring people like me, a critic of the system. They want to know how people like me look at all of this. And I always have an ambivalent feeling, wondering to myself, who am I helping here? You know, these are not my people, you know.
We are laughing, but it actually feels hopeless. Do you think there is any way around this?
In the heyday, when these systems are powerful, they are powerful because they have persuaded the mass of people that it must be this way.
From the first time I heard stories about my grandfathers, I had a heroic and maybe naive view of the world. As I grew up and learned more, that challenge was to keep the flame inside me alive. to believe that I can be part of the change. It is tempting to believe that we have no power, that our votes don't matter, that our protests don't matter. I believe they only matter if we ask the right questions.